Lisa J here, and I have a very special episode of No Pink Spandex. So today...
Very special.
See, he doesn't even want to wait. He doesn't even need an introduction. Jason Font is with me today. Hi, Jason.
What's up? What's up? Thank you for having me.
So, and, you know, I gotta get Jason when I can. You know, I gotta fit him. He has to fit me into his busy schedule, rather. So, you know, we gonna do this nice and easy and breezy. So, like, I just want to first go over, like, PMC this year. Your thoughts, your take on PMC.
Well, it was very, very busy. That show never ceases to amaze me because that's the Super Bowl of Power Rangers, and all the fans come out, and it's just an amazing experience. So it keeps building, and I keep thinking it's going to get smaller because they keep popping up all over the country and the world, but it doesn't. So I had a great time personally, and somehow this machine continues to build.
And the entire Time Force cast was in the building for at least one day.
Yep.
So, I mean, you guys are always the fan favorites, and to see how fans, like your lines, Aaron Cahill's lines, everybody's lines are like out the door still, you know, being part of this franchise and continuing, you know, tell us how you really feel
about the
just being part of the franchise for so long.
You know, it's amazing because I had no idea what I was getting into when it first started. I was happy I was working as an actor. I was happy I could quit waiting tables, and you know, I did this show, and then it came and it went, and I just had no idea that it would continue to build with the momentum it has over these years. We had no idea.
And so now, as we are starting our 25th year, we started off, you know, a little special, a little something that came on our TV screens.
Little
something. You know, you've been teasing here and there and everywhere about it, and now that we've all seen it. And now I have you to myself. I'm going to ask you all the questions, Shao. So.
And this is the first, you were the first person that got me to do an interview after this, to be honest with you. So.
Really?
You're getting the exclusive of, I haven't, you know, I've been gone. I've been out of town this entire time, so you're the first person to get this, whatever question you're going to ask, you'll be the first person to do it.
All right. Well, I love hearing this. So, okay. So. how did you get the call? How did you get it to be a part of the special episode? I want all the details. You can start from day one and go.
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm very, very close with the, with casting and with the current producers of the show. And so when the opportunity came along, you know, I knew about it. I really early on. And so it was cool. I mean, they, you know, I was a part of it from the beginning. Luckily, fortunately, I've been very fortunate to have been a part of a great cast and a great series that I was able to represent Time Force. But they had called and said, you know, we want to do this and we want to do this right. The last one, you know, didn't really turn out too well. And we want to do one for the fans that kind of answer some questions and do things better. And this must have been, my God, a year and a half ago. I mean, literally a year and a half ago. So, but I knew about it from jump. And they went about asking, you know, who we thought, you know, I think they did ask some of us who we thought would be good for the show to bring back, you know, to kind of mix in. And they were very specific on wanting to bring back people who represented the brand properly, who were popular with the fans, and did stuff with the fans, and I think that was a big part of the selection process.
Oh, really? For some
of us. Yeah, they wanted, you know, who's going to the Morphicons? Who's representing it? Who's proud to be a Power Ranger? So they wanted to kind of get the fan favorites. You know, not everybody's schedule could work out with everything, and I can't speak on the specifics of that stuff. But that was their intention going in, is to bring back the fan favorites.
Okay, so I talked with Catherine not too long ago, and she said that you were the one to give, you know, Cassin, you know, her number so that they could call her up. Now, is that true? Did you, you know, hook up a sister?
You know what? I did send in a list. I wouldn't have said that, but if she said that, then yeah, there was a list that I had sent in. Yeah.
I see. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So you got some info there. Yeah. They came to me and asked me my opinion on things for sure.
Okay. So you and Catherine and all these people, you guys are heading down in your secret non-disclosed planes to New Zealand.
Yep.
Because, though, it was hilarious when I was on social media, and I'm just like, oh, Catherine's on a plane. She's going somewhere. Interesting. Oh, Jason Fong, he on a plane, too. Interesting.
Did you put that together at all, or no?
Yeah, we kind of did.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look, us veteran fans, like, we know what's up.
You know.
So when you got the script, now here's the thing, right? When I first watched it, I'm just like, oh snap, yo, Funk got lines. He's saying things.
Funk got a lot of lines, right?
So when you first got the script, was any part of the script different from what you read to what we saw on screen?
Oh, I don't think it was, but I don't 100% remember. I think there was some rewrites, but if so, they were pretty minor. But there was a few. But it was this. I mean, again, this must have been. If we filmed it April of last year, so you know this stuff was probably going on in December of 2016. If you think about it, you know. I can't remember, but if there were rewrites, they were small.
Gotcha. Okay, so yep. So I'm watching the show, okay, and of course you see the first scene. You know, you gotta throw Tommy in there. You know, you gotta get the people hyped. Okay, then, right? The three robed people. Now here's the thing, right? The special was, I mean, pretty much contained in one episode, but there was a little hinting. There was a little something from the previous episode that we saw. These three robed peoples and all that. And so like we were actually kind of shocked that they were gonna actually connect a little bit to what was, you know, from the previous episode into the anniversary. And legit, I knew one of them was you. I knew it. But then, like, they try to throw us off with the other two. I'm just like, wait a minute. What is this hashtag the trio? Wait a minute. How come it's not? Da-da-da-da? So. So.
That's right. The trio. Then you saw the three rogue figures. I never thought about that.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, oh, hashtag the trio. Oh, okay. So it's those three that are robed. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then, like, one of them sounded like a woman. Okay, that's Catherine. That makes sense. Okay, one of them sounds like Jason Font. Okay, that makes sense. And then the next one is JDF. Okay, fine. And then all of a sudden, I see two people that are not Catherine and JDF. So that whole notion of tying things in was great. Was there anything about the episode where you wished maybe could have changed, could have been adapted a little better, could have been explained a little bit more?
You know, I'm big on character development. I'm big on fleshing out storyline. That's kind of my thing. So that's kind of how I cut my teeth. So I think for anything, I always like to see as many of us get as much screen time as possible, which would have meant like an hour special. Mm-hmm. So I was bummed it wasn't longer. That's just kind of the way that we think. And more people, you know, didn't get to maybe flush out their stories or where they've been or what's happening. And, you know, I understand. I talked to the producers and, you know, you've got, you know, 10 people and 5 Rangers and bad guys. And that's a lot of people trying to fit in a small screen time. So I was hoping it would be longer and there'd be a little bit more of a, you know, kind of touching base about what, you know, Rocky and what is he doing and where they are. And but that's it. But it's a kid's show, and they have limited time. And if I cut it down, I wish it would have been an hour or even a 2-hour special. That would be awesome.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I saw one of the scenes where there were some, like, extended fight scenes and all the other things. I'm just like, well, I mean, why is not this not in the show? So was there anything, was there anything that you remember that was cut out for time?
I don't remember. I think I know Jason was doing some uncut stuff, so I don't know during his scenes that certain things were filmed. I will say this, there was some conversation about getting us in the suits. Because we had gone out there and they had remade the suits for us and refitted us in the suits. And there was some thought of getting back in there, but ultimately they pulled the plug on that.
Oh, that is right. I think it was only JDF that was, I mean, you know, at some point, I think, right? I'm trying to remember if he was seen in the suit, you know, or maybe if I'm thinking like extended cuts or whatever. You guys weren't in the suits this time. That's right.
We weren't in the suits. Yeah. And I always bummed about that because, I think the suits are people who like to see it. And from a convention standpoint, those are the pictures that always sell so well is stuff in the suit. So we were really trying to get in the suit. But unfortunately, it just didn't shake out that way.
And you said that they were fitting you for them. Like, you guys were fitted for it. You guys were...
Wow. Yeah, aww. They fitted it. They did it. They had it ready to go. And something last minute... change direction. Don't last minute change direction. Unfortunately.
It.
So, yeah.
See, this is why it needs to be an hour. This is why it needs to be longer. This is why we need to spend a little bit more time with the visiting people. Like, yes, I know that this is Ninja Steel. It's still Ninja Steel. We gonna see them tomorrow. That's fine. But we wanna, you know, catch up. Catch up with Wes and catch up with Cat and Rocky and Tommy and all them people. I mean, we caught up with Tommy. You know, he got his, he got a little, he aight. We want to catch up with everybody else.
Yeah, and you know, here's what the exposition they did with Tommy, I think for what it was worth, is perfect. He's there. Maybe if we saw his wife or his kid, that would have been cool. Maybe he's married to Cat. Maybe some sort of a little thing. You know, and then would love to have had that small storyline insert on. This is just my opinion. I love what they did. I love everyone over there. But that would have been cool to have been like, okay, Rocky is doing this, and then suddenly he goes to change in the locker room in his fill in the blank job, dojo, whatever. And then, you know, you see like lightning flash, boom, and he's gone. And so you just a little bit of a storyline on. You know, maybe
like where
I'm
they
with
are now,
Jen
yeah.
Somewhere. Yeah, maybe I'm with Jen somewhere, and you're like, oh my God, they ended up back together. And we answer that question about Wes's character, and then I go to do something, and you see this flash of lightning, and I'm gone. Or not me, I didn't get abducted. But the other guys, you know what I mean?
Yes.
It just kind of tells people where they are now. I think that would have been pretty cool to do. And you could have done, you know, in 30, 45 seconds of character.
And then... especially with Wes and I'm trying to remember Coda and Gemma, these are the character names, but you know, you three in particular, I want to say that you guys were chosen because you know, you have one who's from the future or deals with time travel. You have another one that it looked as if it was from another dimension, and another one looked from another dimension. So we got that part. So I liked that part. It's just like, all right, we're the rest of them. Like, all right, so the other people, where they came from. You, in particular... as you were on set or anything, you know, anybody, you know, got any stories that you want to, you know, dish some dirt right now? I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying. family-friendly dirt, you know, yeah, family-friendly dirt.
Family dirt. Yeah, you know what? Well, I don't know if the stuff went out, but we went jumping off of the New Zealand tower. Have you seen that footage yet?
Oh, yes, I did see that. I did.
Yeah, so we did that, and I did it in my Ranger outfit.
Yes.
So I put that underneath my stuff, but then at the end of the day, we got there, and we were out. We had a good time. We were traveling, spending time together. I was going to jump in that thing, but ultimately we hadn't filmed. We had to keep it down. And Jason's like, you know, if you jump out of this thing with that suit on, it might cause a little bit of attention. So we ultimately decided not to do it, because I was going to pull that thing off, you know, and then skydive down in it, but we just opted not to do it.
Oh,
so.
I see what they're saying. I mean, to the New Zealand, New Zealand folks, they're like, oh, okay, you know, it's just another cosplayer. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, they don't know it out there, because that show was banned in New Zealand.
I think it's unbanned now. It's
unbanned.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I know for many years it was. So when
it was.
I filmed out there 5 years ago, we were out there in complete obscurity. I mean, we could go around and people would say, we're filming. Oh, what are you guys filming? Like, you know, and they're like, oh, Power Rangers. Like, what is that? And it was so funny. Like, everywhere in the world I go, I mean, I can meet up with, I can be anywhere, and everybody knows that show. I mean, anywhere. Mm-hmm. People love it. They know it. They grew up with it, or their kid loves it. And there's a nostalgia about it. But like, out there, they're like, what's that? And it's so funny to not have someone not know anything about this huge show. But yeah, they might have just thought we were some cosplayer for sure. But no dirt. I mean, there's always fun stuff out there, but I'm a keep it sealed kind of guy.
But yeah, you
Let's just say we went out. We enjoyed the nightlife and met the locals and had a good time.
You in particular have done a lot of team ups, a lot of specials. I mean, like, crap. I mean, I want to say you're kind of up there of the people who have done like the most. I mean, you did Forever Red, and you had to team up with Reinforcements for the Future, and then the Megaforce, and this. Like, you've been pretty solid with all these team ups and things. So I'm gonna put you on the spot. Which one was your favorite?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess if I had to pick one, I guess I'll have to go with, I guess, Forever Red. You'd have to go with the Forever Red, because it was kind of cool with that whole conglomerate of Red Rangers all coming together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that the one we just did probably was the most fulfilling of them all. But Forever Red, I think, was pretty cool because it put together all the Red Rangers. And I'm not trying to, you know, I really hope they do that with some Pink Rangers, like some sort of a female team up.
Too.
I hope they do that. I mean, the timing's right now is good, but I just think bringing back previous and mixing in an all girl one is just, I just think it just makes sense. So I hope they do that.
Look at the success of Wonder Woman and how, like, people went crazy for like an actual good movie, and like a good movie that starred a female, a very strong, independent female, you know? So
yeah.
I think it's time, Power Rangers, you know? So, you know, font, you know, talk to the producer some more.
You know what? I actually will do that, because I'm very close to them. And I would love to do that. I would love to say, like, hey guys, let's, you know, I'm not a writer, but I think I know the franchise enough to have a pretty good concept in place to do something like that. And I think it'd be cool. That's probably something I will do, because it'd be cool. And there's no doubt about it. I told these guys that the fans, they love the formula for what they do, but they love that little piece of the past coming back. They love that JDF return. You know, hopefully someday maybe they'll get like an Austin, you know, like, I think Austin's come back before, but
he did Forever Red, and yeah, since Forever Red, he, you know, like that, he did come back for Forever Red, though. So, you know, yes.
What did he come back for before? Didn't he come back for another one?
No.
One of the other seasons, didn't he?
Oh, well, no, yes. I mean, yes. So, like, he was on the show, left, then came back for Zio, then did the Turbo movie, and then did Forever Red. So yeah,
how big was his part in Zeo? Was he
the Sixth Ranger? Yeah, like it was a big deal. Like it was like gave us life. We were like, oh my gosh, Jason's back! Like it was a big deal. Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, well, a girl reunion, I think, would be awesome, and I think there's no better time than now. That's for sure.
Well, I love this idea. I think that this is a wonderful way to end our little chat. I thank you so much, Jason, for joining me. There's a lot of Jasons, y'all. I'm just saying, like, I mean, a whole ton of Jasons, and then characters named Jason. There's a lot. So, you know what, Jason Fonta, thank you for coming by
and chatting with me. Of course.
I appreciate
Absolutely.
You.
Always a pleasure. You do an amazing job, and thank you so much for keeping us all alive, man. We appreciate it.